And now for all you girls and boys at home.
And I think probably I've broken about 25.
Well, thanks for being here with us today, Bill. And my pleasure. Here's hoping this left you whistling Dixie. For Campus Close Up, this is Jay Gilmore.
Man's interference. Dr. Auerbach, who's concerned over the conflict of society's needs and the protection of nature, is trying to help resolve that conflict by looking at forests. What they're like when man doesn't intervene. Appropriately, we met him in a forest where he explained his research aims.
Our problem is to establish the kind of baseline information about our environment which enables us to make decisions about the impact of industry on the environment. Here, we are attempting to understand in considerable detail how a forest is put together. Fair degree of certainty what the impact of pollutants would be on a forest system.
A forest, as a city, constantly needs new supplies to live. This is why Mr. Templeton's effort to understand the effects of warm water on the salmon are so important.
One of the interesting studies we've been carrying out is to determine the effect of the reactor plumes on small fish as they pass downstream. Now, the reactor plumes only form a small cross-section.
Breastfeeding should be a pleasurable and natural experience, and you cannot force people to do it if they don't wish to.
For more information about Advance, circle the advance number in the samples and booklets section in the back of the magazine.